This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Much of Colorado could see patches of heavy rain through this afternoon. Thunderstorms are possible along the Front Range, in the mountains, and in the west. That mostly clears up overnight with a chance for rain again tomorrow. It's getting hotter across the state. Denver and Colorado Springs in the 90s today. 90s in Fort Collins and Grand Junction. Boulder's Upslope Brewery is being sued in federal court for how it's marketing its hard seltzer. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on the lawsuit brought by a Denver man and an Illinois woman.
The plaintiffs allege Upslope doesn't include enough electrolytes in its fortified hard seltzer, which contains 5% alcohol, to market it as hydrating. Business Den reports that in the lawsuit, the Colorado man says he wouldn't have purchased the seltzer if he knew the dehydrating effects of alcohol outweighed the hydrating electrolytes. Upslope hasn't yet responded to the suit. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Rescue crews have located the body of a missing hiker. Louise Corkin was found dead after a two-day search in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. The Gazette reports that Corkin had taken an unconventional route to summit Kit Carson Peak and never returned to his vehicle at the trailhead. Timed vehicle reservations for El Dorado Canyon State Park are available starting today. Reservations are required only for weekends and holidays, with the first lots available for Saturday, July 23rd. The park will let in 200 vehicles each day. The pilot reservation system runs through mid-September. People visiting on foot or by shuttle aren't required to register. Comcast and Altitude did not reach an agreement on ending a blackout Tuesday over the broadcasting of Colorado professional sports teams, the Avalanche, Nuggets, and Rapids. There's no indication whether the two sides will return to negotiations. Again, a chance for thunderstorms for much of Colorado, possibly heavy rain in some spots through the afternoon and early evening. This is CPR News and KRCC.